All right, fight fans, welcome to Caveman Corner from the Fanzuzzi Studios in Buffalo, New York. Your host, Jeff.
Captain Caveman!
Dance.
Captain.
Gotta get another one, Ray.
Caveman!
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. How you feeling, Ray?
Feeling good.
I heard you got some timing with Mr. TJ Sumler.
Yes, sir. I'm sore.
How are your ribs?
Oh, they good.
Yeah.
My ass, my calf muscles,
what
everything.
What kind of workout are you doing? Your ass and your calf muscles are sore. Just got you bent over?
Listen, fingers, everything sore.
Yeah.
All my muscles.
Yeah.
Even my penis is sore.
Oh, man.
Oops. My whole body is sore. I just need a... go home and get a massage.
Yeah, some Epsom salts from your wife.
Yes.
Put you in the tub. Epsom mm-hmm. salt, rub you down. I would like to officially apologize to Alex Carroll.
Oh, what happened?
Well, we were in this group text, and you know it. And I said that he was a bitch, and I didn't mean for him to see that, but I did say that, and I apologize.
It was you know what, K, man? You trying to pump me up. Because you afraid that I don't want to fight. So you trying to... Wait. Okay, man. Come on now. Okay,
really, what I was trying to do is get you to stop making fun of him because I want to see you guys fight.
Right.
Ray was in we have a podcast Facebook thread going around, and Ray's like talking all this junk in there. He's like, the only thing you ever beat me in is a pie eating contest. Although, I would like to see you guys do a pie eating contest.
Now, we got to do something better. A Whopper eating contest or something.
Yeah, no, that's not even fair because you're gonna kill that chicken wing eating contest, and all three of us can be in.
Oh yeah, that's cool. He did bring that up. That's a good idea.
Yeah, but I would officially apologize to you one more time, Alex. I didn't mean to say it. I did say it, and I kind of meant it like I said. But
you was doped up, K man.
I was doped up. I was.
You
didn't
know what the hell
you're
talking about.
But what I meant was he doesn't have a lot of self confidence, so I didn't want you to get down on him. When he's in the cage, he's a tough dude, but
when he comes
out of the cage, he's not really the toughest guy in the world.
I'm
like,
not the
mentally.
Tough. When I'm outside the cage, I'm not the toughest dude in the world. But when I'm in that cage, it's like do or die. I'm trying to kill you before I ain't trying to die. I'm trying to leave that cage alive. That's how I take my fights. But I seen Alex fight before. He's a tough dude, and he's gonna come hard at me, and it's gonna be a good fight. But, I feel like I'm going to knock him out, though.
I'm sorry, Alex. You're not a bitch, dude. Anyone that gets in a cage is pretty tough, dude.
Yeah, he's a tough motherfucker. And
it's just the way I talk. It came out a lot worse than it really was.
Yeah, and I got mad respect for him, and I just feel like I'm going to knock him out. I'm pretty sure he feel he's going to whoop my ass. So, I feel like I'm a all-around better fighter than him. He's a brawler. I think my Thai boxing and my wrestling and my jiu-jitsu is way better. But, I ain't been in the cage in a while, and, I still feel good. I'm training with TJ, and I'm going to train with some more people from the gym. I'm going to train with you.
Yeah, for sure. And, I got my fight coming up. My dude's probably as big as you, so.
Okay. Yeah, Alex is tough, dude. I don't hate him or nothing like that. I was talking a little trash, but I'm trying to hype up the fight. And but I'm confident I'm gonna win, though.
Yeah. For everyone listening, we're gonna try and do this show the 11th, where we have the Ground Force Fight Show, and we're gonna get everyone in here, and we're gonna try and prevent Mans Rogers and Laura Nizzle. I don't know if she goes by Niz or her full name Nizzle. But Laura Niz from them two fighting, and Ray's going to have to stand between them so we don't have a big brawl.
Now, I've seen some of the stuff they put on the messenger. That's going to be a good one. That fight's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
I can't, it's like I ain't not going to pick who's going to win that fight because, they both was from Western New York MMA gym. And, I really don't want to see them fight, really, because I like both of them.
Well, don't forget, Mans Rogers is fighting June 24th against Isabelle Lacroix up at Diamond Fight Leagues for, I believe, the 105-pound title. And I'll be there for that. It's an all-ladies show, so make sure you come check that out. It's up in, I believe, in Napanee, Ontario.
I might have to go there. Yeah, they got to hook me up to be a ring guy.
Yeah.
I'll wear a Speedo.
I'll talk to Jay Kelly and see what he says. He finally got that fight together. He tried to get it together in the wintertime, and it kind of fell through. He didn't want to put on a poor show. He only had 5 or 6 fights. So he redid this card, and he's got a ton of fights. It's going to be June 24th. Caveman will be there. Make sure you come check it out. Another shameless Caveman plug, June 24th.
I would go, but I just need to get my passport. That's all. That's the problem right there. Once I get my passport, I'm going to start heading to his fights.
Are you a legal immigrant? I heard Mark Coleman doesn't think you're a legal immigrant.
Yeah. Mark Coleman is funny. Yes, I'm legal. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to try and get Jeffrey Parker, I believe you.
Yes.
That's how you say his last name?
Yeah, Parker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Parker on the show. He's going to be the producer for the No Way Out film.
Director?
Yeah. Director for the No Way Out film? Oh, because Brian Moore's a producer.
Yes.
All right, I got switched around. I'm sorry. Whatever. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
The director's the one that tells everyone what to do, right?
Right.
So what does a producer do?
Just put money in, I guess.
Oh.
Put money in.
So I want to be the director. I want to be the one getting paid.
Right.
We got to learn about this movie stuff. We're going to find out. We'll ask Jeffrey Parker all about that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to have him on in a couple of seconds here. Ray's just going to give him a call. Okay. Well, we don't have a producer, so I guess I'm not, or director?
Yep.
Director it was, right?
Yeah, director.
Man, I'm not so good. I'm never going to find out what the difference is now. We'll have to have him on, not next week, but the week after next week. Next week is booked.
Yep. So, I'll tell you what, K-Man. Remember that one time I wanted to get that lingerie football player?
Hell yeah!
Well, it looks like she's coming back. Well, it looks like she's going to be on today, I should say.
She didn't give you the wrong number? Are you sure you got the right number this time?
Yeah, I got the right number.
All right.
Yep.
You can't fall for that anymore. I thought you were a gangster. I can't believe you fell for that last time.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to give this lingerie football girl a call. And I believe it's called the Legends of Football League now. I don't think it's Lingerie Football League anymore.
What do you think they changed it for? Because the word lingerie?
Maybe.
Suckers.
Maybe Mark Coleman got involved. They're one of the legends of MMA, so they had to change it. Brian Moore's group.
Oh. Yeah, that could. Yeah.
Another shameless caveman plug. Yep. Thank you, Brian Moore, for our guest.
Brian Moore's the man.
Yes, sir. All right, well, we're going to get this girl on the phone, as long as she gave Ray the right number. If not, it's going to be the shortest show of all time.
Yeah.
All right, well, it looks like Ray actually has got this girl's number, and we're going to have her on. Not that I believe Ray until I actually hear this lady's voice on her phone. Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello? Hey, it's Tracy.
Hey, how you doing, Tracy? This is Ray.
I'm doing good.
And this is Caveman. You're on Caveman's Corner. Thanks for coming on our show.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry it took me a little while. I was golfing today, so I just finished up the round.
How you do? You do good?
I only did 9 holes, actually, and I shot like a 49. So that's good for me. So not bad for my first round this year.
That's a lot better than I shoot.
I know. I never shot before.
My drives were on point. It was the rest of the game. It sucked.
Yeah. How did you get into playing football?
So I played sports my whole life. I played softball, basketball, and volleyball. I was always playing I played 3 sports in high school. And when I went into college, I stopped playing and I focused more on my education. And then after college, I moved to Tampa. And I really was trying to get back into doing some kind of sport. So I joined some rec league, but the competition really wasn't what I wanted it to be. And I really missed, like the competitive feeling of, of playing a sport and wanting to practice every day and wanting to actually win a game as opposed to the rec leagues that I were playing. So somebody had told me about the lingerie football league, and they told me about the open tryout down in Tampa. So I decided to go, not thinking, I actually thought that I probably wouldn't make the team because at that point I was kind of out of shape again. But I continued to try out. We had multiple levels of tryouts at that time. It was the first year that the league was around, and I ended up making it through each tryout, and I ended up making the team. So that's how I ended up playing. The first year I was actually a second string player up until the second game. So I worked my butt off, and I ended up being a starter for the last two games. So I, you know, I put a lot of effort and work into being on the team and getting back into shape and being a good football player.
How many games are there in your seasons?
Each team has four games. They each have two home games and two away games.
And then
playoffs come. So if you make it into playoffs, then you have a couple playoff games.
That seems like an awful short season. I think there'd be more demand to watch your girls play.
It is. So what happens is each week, the league chooses two teams to play against each other. There's currently eight teams in the league. When I started playing, when I lived in Florida, there were 10 teams in the league. So because of that many teams, they actually just have one game a week, and they choose two teams to play. And that's why we only have four games.
Oh, so your season actually goes on for a long time then, but you guys only play four
games. It does, yeah. So our first game was April 23rd, I believe. The beginning of April, and our last game is July 8th.
Wow, that's crazy. That's a long split.
What
do you guys do in between games? How do you stay in game shape?
We practice. We have two practices a week, and then outside of practice, a lot of the girls do their own training and, you know, football-type drills to stay in shape.
We watched a lot of video of the LFL before we were going to have you on the other week. And I saw,
yeah.
I used to think that it was just a kind of a joke league. But watching you girls hit each other, that's insane.
Oh, yeah.
It's like real NFL hits.
Yeah, so this is, a lot of people actually have that, idea before they see a game that it's, girls that go out there, they aren't strong, they're not hitting that hard, but when they actually go to a game, they realize that we are real athletes and we're playing football and we're hitting just as hard as real football games do.
As far as
females go, you know, so we're not as strong as the guys in the NFL, but we hit very hard.
It's all comparable. I just thought because they called it the lingerie league. You girls really aren't wearing that many pads. I watch you guys play, and you guys are laying serious hits on each other.
Oh, yeah.
Are you more prone to injury since you're wearing less pads? I didn't see anyone wearing any flak jackets or any thigh pads or anything
absolutely.
Like that.
Yep. So we are very prone to injuries. Last game that we had, I ended up injuring part of my collarbone a little bit, but after a couple of weeks, it healed. So we do walk away from the game feeling a little beat up. There's a lot of turf burn all over our bodies just from lack of protection in that area. But, every girl that plays, we play our heart out, and we're aware of the injury risks that are associated with it. But that's why we love playing. We love the game, and we love hitting, and we love tackling, and we love offense and scoring. So, I mean, we know we know the risk associated when we play, but we still do it.
Are you guys mic'd up when you play? Because I was watching the highlights, and you can hear what the girls are saying. When you play, are you mic'd up for TV?
Yeah, they usually have they choose a couple girls on the team to mic them up. Typically, it's, the girls that tend to talk more shit, that are more vocal, let's say more vocal on the team, the TV viewers amped up.
For sure. And so you guys have a TV contract. Who's that TV contract with?
We do. It's 11 Sports Network. So our games air on Saturdays at, I believe, 10 p.m. at night on 11 Sports Network. They typically air the following week after we play, just in case there's anything. They have to edit the videos and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, we understand editing the videos here.
Yes, we do.
yeah.
So how much do you guys get paid since you got such a big TV contract?
We do not get paid. The first season that I played, we got paid. And then after that, the league decided that it would become a club team. So we actually pay a small fee to play as a club team. But I think with the TV net, with the TV contract coming, there might be talk of the girls getting paid in the future.
I think you guys need to make a players association, just like the NFL.
Yeah,
There's money. Someone's making money if you're selling all these tickets, too.
I think that says a lot about the girls that play, though. We're all playing because we really love to play, even though we're not getting paid for it. A lot of the girls, I mean, most of the girls that play, we work full-time. We have professional jobs, and then at nighttime we practice, and we have these games on the weekends. So we do it because we love it.
Yeah, caveman, it's just like me with MMA. I don't get paid. I got to sell tickets, and I'll do it because I love the sport.
So do you
exactly
do you sell tickets, Tracy? Is that how you make? Can you make money selling tickets through your website?
No, we don't make money selling tickets. But what the girls are required to do is help promote the game and sell tickets. But we basically sell tickets for the stadium, and you know, all the money goes back to the stadium. So we don't make any money off of that.
Man, you better get a caveman to start negotiate your deals for you guys. It's not doesn't sound like
I know, deal. Right?
Caveman, you go.
Some of the girls do. Yeah, some of the girls do have their own like T-shirts, and we sell T-shirts online. So that helps out a lot. So you guys should buy one of my T-shirts.
Oh yeah, I definitely go buy your T-shirt.
Also,
okay,
where can we get one of your T-shirts at?
You can go to the girls' LFL pages. So every girl has a LFL Facebook page. You can go to their page. You can like it and see if the girls have T-shirts available.
So if you want to go to your page, we just go to Facebook and we type in Tracy Wilmer, LFL athlete.
Tracy Wilmer, LFL athlete. Yep, okay, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I just got it called up right now. Oh, you're a lot better looking than I thought. You look
oh,
awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Look at
I'm the oldest girl on the team as well. So no way. I actually take a lot of pride in that. Yeah, I'm 35. There's another girl that's 1 month younger than me. But, yeah.
I mean... Yeah, you look better than some of like the ring girls.
Yeah, definitely.
On the fights.
Well, thank you.
Maybe we can have.
It's funny that you say that. It's funny you say that. I was actually a ring girl for a fight when I was 17 years old, and I was at this health expo last weekend, and Butterbean, the boxer, was there, and I was a ring girl for one of Butterbean's matches back when I was 17, and so 18 years later, I run into him at this fitness expo.
And
I got my photo.
In Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah, and I got my photo taken.
Yeah, Brian Moore was there with the
Legend
of the Cage.
Was there, yep.
I was supposed to be there, but I was in New York City.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I got my photo taken with Butterbean at the fitness expo, and then I went through some of my old photos and found the photo I had with him when I was 17 years old.
Wow.
And it was crazy. But, yeah.
Everyone calls me the old man, too, because I'm 39. I'm still fighting with these young guys. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm like 24. So,
so it says I'm looking at your bio here. What's the Hard Hat Award? You won the Hard Hat Award in 2009, 2010.
Yeah, my very first season, I won the Hard Hat Award. It was actually very special to me. The coaches came up with certain like a couple of different awards for team members, and I guess the Hard Hat Award to me, what that meant was I was always like the person on the field that was analyzing everything. I knew every single play. So kind of the go-to person when girls need to, you know what play was going on. I don't know. I guess it's like the brains of the team, the person that keeps everybody together as far as that goes.
Well, that's Ray of our show. That's definitely not me.
Yeah, that ain't me. It's not me. It's your son, Forrest.
That's pretty amazing because you said that was your first season. You played four games and you sat out one game, and you still won the award in your first season. That says something.
Yeah,
I didn't sit out my first season one game.
Oh,
but what I was second string the very first two games. So I think, and maybe that goes along with the Hard Hat Award, is I wasn't. I worked really, really hard, and I learned all the plays, and I wanted to learn everything about football, like all the the different techniques and how to tackle and what makes a good tackler. So I think that kind of went along. I just worked really hard at learning as much as I could about the league, about the game, the rules, and I just became a better athlete because of that.
Is the league still called the Lingerie League, or is it called the Legends League now?
It's not. Nope, they changed the name to the Legends Football League. I don't know how many years back, maybe 4 or 5 years. So I think one reason why they did is because a lot of the fans were saying that, you know, these are real athletes and that the name kind of doesn't go with the athleticism. So they wanted to showcase that these are female athletes that are playing football as opposed to having the lingerie piece of it be the main thing of it, you know?
For sure. And you guys play indoor league. So if you've never heard of Legends Football League, they play indoor. So they run into the boards as well. It's a crazy, crazy thing to watch.
Yeah, so our field actually is outdoors. So some of the, I think there's two fields in the league that are outdoors. So we don't really have boards, but when we do play at another facility with boards, yeah, we run into the boards, we go over them. It's really fun, actually.
How many people are on the field when you guys are playing? Are you 11 on 11 or?
Nope, it's 7-on-7, and it's a 50-yard field. So it's the one thing I love about it is it's a quick game. It's very entertaining, very quick because, you know, we're only going 50 yards. And that's one reason why it's not a slow-moving game.
You guys don't seem to line up right on each other like they do in the NFL. Why is that? The linemen?
What do you mean as far as, like, it's how close we are when we line up.
Yeah, right, when a ball snapped. I mean, you guys seem like there's a yard or two or three between these two.
Yeah, so we're required to be 3 yards off of the ball unless we're in the red zone, the goal line, which is 10 yards.
That's crazy. It must be hard to play defense there because the offense is getting a big couple strides start to hit you, to knock you back.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of it that way. It's kind of nice to have the extra time, though, when somebody's coming to blitz you. Or, you know, when you're blocking on offense, you have a little extra time because there's 3 yards back.
I'm always a defensive guy, so I always think I'm like the defense. Yeah. I was like, man, those old linemen get a couple steps, or old line women get a couple steps. It's pretty rough.
Yeah, because they're coming in a little faster after a few steps. Yeah.
Holy cow. What is the worst injury you've ever had playing?
So my very last game, my first season, I broke my leg. My first season, I actually broke both legs. I had a stress fracture in my right leg, my right heel. And then that was before the season even started. I was off my leg for about 4 weeks. And then I was just in a boot for 4 weeks. And then the last game of our first season in Miami, it was an away game. I broke my ankle, had a spiral fracture. Probably like the first 5 minutes of the game, I broke it.
Oh,
wow.
That's rough.
I know.
Do they cover your medical expenses?
Yeah, I think a girl stepped on my foot or something. I don't know if it was she stepped on my foot or my foot got caught in the turf. But I heard it crack. And it was pretty bad. I didn't have to have surgery, but yeah, that was my worst injury.
Oof, I had a pin through my ankle. I know how rough that is. That's not a very pretty one.
Yeah, but I came back for 2 more seasons after that when I was in Tampa. So.
Wow. Does the league cover your medical expenses when you're hurt in game?
They do not. So because it's considered like a club team and we pay a fee to be on this club team, every girl is required to have their own insurance.
Oof. Is that insurance you need to buy through them or is it just you can have your regular insurance from your job?
No, we have to make sure we have our own insurance. We can't buy it for them.
Oh, wow. That's even rougher. What do you do for a living, then?
Wait, 1 second.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I'm driving right now, so I want to make sure. I'm in Dallas, and then not used to the city. I wanted to make sure that I was getting off on the right exit. So.
Oh, no problem. We
what was the question you asked?
I asked, what do you do for regular living that you're able to get out so much and practice and still be able to do a regular job?
Oh, so right now I currently do medical sales. I studied engineering in college. I have an industrial engineering degree. So up until last year, I was a sales engineer, and then a year ago, I took a job as a medical device rep.
So how did the team...
So I get...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Keep going. Oh.
Nope. Go ahead.
I was going to ask if, like, you used to play for Tampa, and obviously you moved and you went to Pittsburgh. Are you just allowed to come on that team, or do you have to go through a process like the NFL? Are there, like, free agents?
Yeah, so, no, there's there's definitely tryouts for every single girl. So a lot of the girls on the team that we have are veteran players, but that doesn't mean that they just come and they're automatically on the team. They still have to try out. We still have to make sure that there's a spot for them and that they fit with our team. Otherwise, you know, it's not going to work. We want to make sure that our team is one unit. And if we have somebody on the team, even if they're a veteran player that's not working out for certain reasons, then they're not going to make the team. So there was tryouts back in February, an open tryout. And if the team is still in place next year, we'll have another open tryout that all of the veteran players will still be required to try out.
What does a tryout consist of? Is it like the NFL combine, or is it just football techniques and skills?
Yep. So it's very similar to the NFL combine. They'll put us through some football drills. They'll put us through, you know, how fast is your 40, just to see how athletic we are. With us being an expansion team, there's a lot of, I mean, we'll do a lot of football drills, but it was mainly looking for girls with athleticism that were able to teach how to play football. So I think that was a struggle we had this year, is there's a lot of girls on the team that have never played before. So there's a definite skill gap between them and the girls that are veterans on the team. And it takes a while to get people up to speed on how to play football. You know, we're not boys. We didn't grow up playing football, at least most of us. And there actually are a few girls on the team that did. But it's, you know, we have to teach the fundamentals of football to most of the girls, and it takes time.
I don't want to sound ignorant or like a male chauvinist or anything, but do they take into account how good your girls look when they're picking the teams?
They do consider that. So, you know, the league is the LFL has a certain brand image that they want to uphold. So if there's girls that don't fit that brand image and they feel like aren't marketable, then they will be cut from the team.
So you seem like you got your head on your shoulders, you understand the game, and you look good.
I do.
Is there?
What do you? Well, thank you. You're making me blush.
What do you think about that one girl that, you know, she's probably, you know, super beautiful, but she can't play? Is there any girls like that on your team?
No, all of our girls are athletic. We absolutely will not put, like, if they can't play football, then there's no spot for them on the team.
Okay, so it's not that big of a deal if you're. It's just one consideration.
You gotta have
point.
It all. You gotta have the athletic.
You do. So first and foremost, you have to be athletic and you have to be able to play football. And if you're not, you know, you're not on the team. But also after being athletic and being able to play football, we want to make sure that we have girls that are also marketable.
Awesome. So it says you're a fitness actor, model, photographer, and a unicorn of life. is there any?
Wait, what was that? Can you repeat that?
I was reading about you on your LFL thing, and it says that you're a linebacker and tight end, and you're a fitness actor, model, photographer, and a unicorn of life. So
I should probably change that.
Yeah. Do you have links to any of those, especially the unicorn of life?
I mean, I can't tell you how I got that job. That's the secret. But yes, I'm goofy like that. I like to sometimes say I'm a unicorn.
That's pretty funny. Who did you model for?
I've done a few different things. So I do acting as well. So when I lived in Florida, I was on the, not Home Shopping Network, is it HSN? I forget. Oh, gosh. But I was in, I was an extra on Burn Notice. I've been in a few, like, hospital commercials in Pittsburgh. I do extra work. So if I have time outside of my day job, I like to do acting and modeling as well. So I've done some modeling for Dick's Sporting Goods.
Wow.
You know, that's their corporates in Pittsburgh. So I've done that as well.
Cool.
Sounds like you're a busy girl. Like you have five different jobs.
I am.
You got to practice. Yeah.
I like to stay busy. I feel like that's when I'm living life the best is when I'm busy. You know, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Oh, wow.
I just had a quick thought in my head. When you guys travel to the other games, do they cover your travel expenses or at least put you up in a hotel?
They do. Yeah. All of our travel expenses are covered, our hotel expenses. So that is one thing that's great about the league is, you know, even though we don't get paid, we do get all of that taken care of.
Even the mini bar?
What's that?
Even the mini bar? They include the mini bar in there?
Yeah. No, no. A lot of our fans take care of that after the game.
Have you ever had any crazy interactions with the fans?
I will tell you an interesting interaction I had this weekend. So I was actually in Dallas doing a professional speaking engagement for my medical sales job. And afterwards, you know, some of the attendees were coming up asking me questions about my presentation. And the final guy came up to me. He's like, I have a weird question for you. I'm like, okay. He's like, you look really familiar. Did you ever play football? And I was like, why do you ask? He said, because me and my son were Googling like really hard hits. And he's like, and you look like one of the girls that I saw on there. And so I explained to him that I did play football. And he then asked me for my autograph and I got a photo with him. And I thought it was really cool because I'm not even in Pittsburgh. I'm in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And this guy recognizes me and asked me for my autograph. So it was really cool.
Wow, that is pretty cool. Or he's just Googling you while you're sitting there. He's like, that girl's beautiful.
Oh, great.
That's what Ray does all the time. Oh, he's been nonstop looking at pictures of you since we started this thing.
Oh, come on, man.
Got to throw him under the bus.
Yeah.
Have any of the fans ever tried to hit on you? I know with some of the female MMA fighters that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the girls get, a lot of the girls on the team, we come to practice and we tell each other stories about guys on Facebook that email us and try to hit on us. And it's kind of funny, but yeah.
Did you think we were one of those when we were trying to contact you?
No, not at all.
Well, you probably should have.
What, were you, though? Wait, were you?
Maybe. Maybe Ray was.
Oh, come on.
That's why Ray takes care of all that stuff. I'm married. I got to stay away from it.
Yeah.
You guys don't wear a full helmet for anyone that hasn't seen an LFL game. Does that affect the way you play? Have you ever got hands underneath onto your face and stuff like that? You kind of wear
so we wear like lacrosse helmets. They're plastic, and they don't want the big guard of our face because they want part of our face to be showing. But yeah, we don't wear we don't wear football helmets. But these do protect us. So,
are they as thick as football helmets with as much padding?
There is padding on the inside, but the they're plastic. The good thing is they're not super heavy like football helmets. So, you know, they're really lightweight, which is nice.
Do you guys ever worry about concussions and CRT and things like that?
Yeah, when I played in Tampa, there were a few girls that had concussions while playing. So it does happen sometimes. But I think a lot of concussions that are received are because of lack of technique when tackling. So, you know, as the league evolves and the girls have more practice with tackling techniques, then I think there will be less, you know, concussions.
It's just something that's come up recently. A lot of MMA fighters are worrying about that as well. I mean, we're primarily MMA shows, so we talk with a lot of MMA guys and girls. But, I mean, you guys are taking repeated shots to the head, and whether you have a helmet or not, even with a football helmet, it's not really, it could be a problem.
Right.
But you sound pretty intelligent, so you're all right.
It's definitely one thing that I would say I'm concerned about. I actually got a concussion not playing football, but I got a concussion 2 summers ago, and it was pretty bad. I never want to get a bad concussion again. But I would have to say, you know, with any contact sport, it is a big deal now. People are talking about it, and it is an area of concern. So, we just have to be careful out there.
I was talking.
The one good thing is, you know, the good thing about it is that the girls that we play against, you know, they tend to be the same size as us, so they're not as big as NFL players coming at you. So the force isn't as big.
You don't got no 300-pound girls.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
They don't make the clearance to be beautiful enough to play the game.
That's not
true. Yeah, yeah.
That's the truth. She said that matters. I was wondering why the linemen weren't big burly girls with beards.
Yeah. Yeah, people are typically surprised when I tell them I play tight end and center. They're like, "You're not big enough to play those positions." But
yeah, you're tiny. Yeah, tight end.
I am one of the bigger girls on the team. So.
What do you weigh?
I weigh 140 pounds right now.
And you're one of the bigger girls on the team?
I am. Yep.
If you're listening to this on YouTube, you're seeing pictures of her. You obviously know she does not look big. And if she's one of the bigger girls on the team, this is like, wow, there's small girls playing this sport. If you're listening on some other social media, like Podbean or whatever, or Stitcher or iTunes, take a look at the cover art, because this girl is a small. She's beautiful. She looks great.
Oh, yeah.
Not what you think of a tight end.
Yeah, right.
Well, thank you.
I don't. Maybe that didn't come out. Ray looked at me when I said tight end. He's like, whoa.
Yeah, a lot of guys think it's funny when I tell them I play tight end. And they're like, I'm sure.
So do you like MMA fighting?
I do. I'm a big fan of Ronda Rousey. I just think I love watching the females evolve in that sport. I think it's really cool. So when I was at the Fitness Expo last weekend, I actually talked to somebody about possibly training and doing MMA fighting. I probably wouldn't want to compete in it, but I think I would love to get into like the training and the techniques of it. And two of our girls actually went to a training last Thursday, just like a beginner's MMA training, just to check it out. And I wasn't able to because I had some other commitments for work, but I think I'm definitely going to look into it.
For sure. We have a great facility at Western New York MMA Fitness. If you guys are ever in the New York area, send the girls our way. Yeah. Check it out.
Well, nice. Well, some of the girls, you said Western New York?
Yeah, yes. Western New York.
Where are you guys out of? Oh, okay.
Like
a lot of our girls are from a lot of our girls are from Boston area. So if it was Eastern New York, they could probably. But yeah, a lot of the girls travel in from Boston every weekend to practice, which is crazy to think about. It's like a 10-hour drive. So, you know, it's a huge commitment on their part to come in every single weekend for practice and play in the game. That's how much they love the sport.
So you guys don't practice during the week then, just on the weekends?
Yeah, so we practice Friday nights and Saturdays. And one of the big reasons we do that is because half of our team is from out of town. So the veteran players are from Boston or Baltimore. And because they're traveling in and they can only practice on the weekends, that's when we do it.
Wow, that seems rough. That you get 2 days of practice and right after each other. You have a lot of dedication to stay in shape over the whole week and eating right.
It is, too. And that's it's hard because summertime, especially up in Pittsburgh, everybody wants to do stuff on the weekends because winter sucks. So it's hard to know that our weekends are now dedicated to football until the season's over.
Yeah, we're East Coast people. We totally understand. We just snowed in all winter.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You see the sun out, it's like 60 degrees. It feels like beach weather. We know.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard, I'm not sure if this is true or not, the guy that owns a studio came in and he was telling us about this. Does Cal Ripken's daughter play in the LFL? Do you know that?
Yeah, she did. She was a quarterback for a while. I forget what team. I think maybe, where is she from? So that was during the period when I moved to Pittsburgh 5 years ago, Pittsburgh didn't have a team, so I wasn't playing at that point. And she was playing during that period when I wasn't playing. So, So there's been a few professional athletes' daughters that have played in the league, which is pretty cool.
Do you know any of the other ones?
Not offhand, I don't. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm the worst host ever. I keep asking you questions. You're like, I don't know.
I don't know. You should have given me these questions ahead of time. I could have researched them.
Yeah. Hey, K-Man, we got to go to a game.
We should go to a game. How do we get tickets to go to a
game? Yeah. Our next game is June 10th, which is next Saturday. It's our last home game. And you can get tickets by going to Ticketmaster.com. We currently have a Groupon out there for tickets. Or you can buy tickets through the girls on the team who are selling the tickets. So,
but you guys don't get a kickback if they buy it through your page, right? You don't get anything?
Yeah, correct. We don't get kickback. But what we do is each girl is required to sell a certain amount of tickets. So even though we don't make any money off the tickets, it goes towards each girl's allotment of selling tickets.
Okay, K-Man, we got to buy tickets off of her.
Yeah, so if you
are... You do, yes, please.
If you're one of our fans listening in the Pittsburgh area, make sure you're checking out Tracy Wilmer, LFL athlete, and there's a link to get the tickets right on there. I can see the link right on top. So make sure you click on the link to buy tickets.
And then, and if they get tickets, tell them to screenshot their tickets after they purchase them and send me a direct message with their screenshot so I get credit for it.
Hell yeah, you guys better do that for her.
Oh yeah.
Otherwise, she's going to come kick your ass.
I'm going to buy 5 tickets.
Yeah. Exactly. Good.
I bet you Ray doesn't buy 5 tickets.
What?
I bet you Ray doesn't buy 5 tickets.
I bet you I do.
All right. I bet you $5.
And I'm going to take a picture.
And you got to send it to her.
Yep.
All right. That's next week, Ray.
All right. Yep. All right. I'm counting on you guys.
All right. I think we should, the way the LFL sounds, it sounds like we should run amateur MMA like that. Currently, like, amateur MMA... they make the fighters sell tickets, but the fighters get 10% of the ticket sales.
Yeah.
So at least they can deliver
money. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the only way the amateurs make money.
Oh, that's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we should talk.
Yeah, I would love if we could make money off the ticket sales. That'd be awesome.
And it's good for both.
I'd be out there hustling, trying to sell more tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's what the fighters do. They're out there hustling. That's how we sell out these amateur shows, is we have all the fighters out there hustling to sell tickets because they make money.
Right.
And then the guys that can do it well and negotiate well, they get some guys get up to 30% of the ticket sales.
Oh, yeah, they do.
For guys that sell hundreds of tickets, you know? So for someone like you, you should just fight. You probably make more money. And it's competition, too.
Oh, you want her to...
Gotta get her in the cage.
Gotta get in the cage, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to hook you up with Rich Mitchell.
You're going to fight me. You want to fight me?
Do I want to fight? You don't want to fight me. I'm a pro.
You got to fight me. We amateurs.
You won't be so pretty after we get done fighting.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. You probably beat me up.
Yeah, we got to get in contact with Rich Mitchell.
Yeah.
And
we'll get her on the card.
Dude, ring girls get paid too, right?
Yeah, ring girls get paid.
Yeah.
Ray's trying to be a ring guy.
Yep.
What do you think about ring guys?
You're going to be a ring guy for our game?
We have for a game. That'd be awesome. For the NFL game, you could be a guy cheerleader.
Yeah. Quarter 1, quarter 2, you come out with a ring. Uh-huh.
Do you have cheerleaders for you guys?
We do not, nope.
Because
you can volunteer to be our cheerleader.
Yeah, I was going to say, because they're having an all-female fight, and I was saying that they should have ring card guys instead of girls. Yeah. So for the LFL, they should have cheerleader guys.
Yeah, because they got a card that's all female card fighting in Canada.
Yeah, June 24th.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was hoping to get in to be a ring guy. I don't know.
Nice.
Wear a Speedo or something, you know?
Yeah, you can have guys in Speedos with the pom-poms.
With the pom-poms.
Speedo? A thong Speedo.
Yeah, thong Speedo or that Borat thing where it just covers your stuff and nothing else.
That would be awesome. Yes, please come be our cheerleaders.
All right. Ray's still going to buy the tickets, though, even if he's a cheerleader.
Okay.
All right.
5 of them. I know.
5.
You'll have to.
Ray opened his big mouth. He's like, oh, damn.
I have a bunch of friends that are driving in from Michigan to come watch me play for this game. So I'm really excited about it. I'm going to have a whole cheering section.
Cool.
Cool, cool. So how...
Yeah.
How do the playoffs work, and how is the champion crowned? Is it one game playoff just like the NFL?
No, they pick they pick the teams.
Yeah, so they typically have 4 teams in the playoffs, and then 2 teams will 4 teams And then two teams will play each other, and then the winner of those games will go to the champ, the Legends Football Bowl,
uh-huh.
or Legend is what they call it. So, yeah.
That's cool. So it's definitely. But
I don't know where I don't know where the bowl game is this year. It's been a while, so I need to figure. It's been a while since I played, so I don't know what the where they have it each year if they change it. But they also typically do like an all-star game somewhere outside of the U.S. So I think they're trying to do an all-star game in Europe this year.
Wow, that'd be awesome. That'd be a great free trip.
Yeah, it'll be really cool. Yep.
Are you gonna be an all-star?
I don't know. I hope so.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
Are you guys? You guys should check out. Have you checked out some of the tackles that I posted on my social media pages that I've from no. some of the games?
We haven't. We just
yeah. I think there's a couple that I posted on like Instagram and stuff, but they're pretty cool.
So, what's your Instagram?
Tracy Wilmer, same as my Twitter.
All right. Okay. All right. So now we got
TRACEYWILLMER.
Awesome. So now we got plugs out for your, we got a plug out for your social media stuff. We got a plug out for Twitter.
Well,
Instagram.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I expect lots of followers now.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to plug? Well, I got you.
No,
plugging
that's
stuff.
It. But we're good.
And the 5 tickets from Ray. So.
Yeah.
At least you got something good out of coming on our podcast. We appreciate having you on. I'm sorry that we seemed ignorant about your sport, but I did a little research. It was very interesting to watch. Make sure you guys check these athletes out.
Oh,
they're
yeah,
really
they hit
doing hard.
Hard
work.
And we see a lot of fights, too.
Yeah. What about the fights, actually? That's a good – Ray brought that up now, but I see you guys throwing fists all the time. Is it like hockey? Do you guys just square up and throw down?
Yeah, so there's actually a rule that if there's any closed fist fighting, you're actually going to be ejected from the entire rest of the season. So there are a lot of fights. There's a lot of girls that get, that talk a lot to each other and get feisty, and there have been a lot of fights in the past. But, the league really doesn't want any injuries caused from the fights. I think the fans love seeing the fights, very similar to like hockey fights. So they kind of, let the pushing happen and let the shit talking happen. But if it ever happens to go into like closed fist fighting, then players will be ejected from the game and possibly removed from the team for the rest of the season. But yeah, you can actually. So I was suspended for a game when I played for Tampa.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of embarrassing. So if you Google Tampa Breeze bench clearing brawl, you will see that I started a fight by pushing a girl, and I ran away so fast because I was scared of fighting. I got suspended from the game, and the league owner called me, and he's like, we reviewed the video from several angles, and you clearly pushed a girl and ran away. So we have to suspend you. So if you go to the YouTube video and read all the comments, everybody is just like, everybody's making fun of me for running away.
I typed it in, and the first thing that came up is E-Bombs World. So it's hit all the social media.
Yeah, the bench clearing brawl. Yeah. It was actually the next year. It was the number one girl fight on True TV for 2012. So I can say that I started it.
We just watched you push that girl and run away.
That wasn't bad.
You jetted.
I know. I love it. I can make fun of myself for it. But
oh, man.
At the time, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so embarrassing. What was I thinking running away? At least, like, man up and, like, fight a little bit. But, nope, I ran away.
That's awesome.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah. See, you definitely would got smashed if you went in a cage with me then.
Yeah, exactly. I know we were actually, when we were at the fitness expo and they were trying to get us to do some MMA training, I was like, what? I'm going to push a girl and run away. And they're like, you're going to be in a cage. There's nowhere for you to run. You'll just run around in circles.
You could jump over the cage. You could hop over.
You can get over the cage.
Okay.
Get over the cage.
You're tall and athletic. You could definitely make that jump.
Yeah.
All right. So make sure you guys check that out. It's actually a pretty good film to watch. We just watched it now.
You know what? We should put it in the link.
Yeah, we'll put in a link to the lingerie football bench clearing brawl.
Oh my gosh, thanks.
And then we can put Twitter, right?
We'll put your Twitter in there. We'll put your Instagram, and we'll put a link to your Facebook site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do all
good,
that.
Good. Well,
you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on, and thank you for shedding some light
onto
you to LFL.
Thank you for your time. I know you're a busy woman.
Yeah, no problem. And let me know if you ever want any of the other girls on too. You know, we're always happy to talk about the team and the league in general, and we love coming on these shows just to promote, you know, just to make more people aware of what we're doing.
Awesome. We have a pretty high male demographic, so I know as soon as they see you guys on there, we're going to get a lot of hits.
All right, then. All right.
Thank you
very much.
Well,
thank you guys so much, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Goddamn, Ray. You came through with a girl.
Yeah.
Now we're both probably going to get divorced, but it was a fun interview.
We're going to be sleeping in the sofas tonight.
Yeah. I slept on the chair last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was so sick. I was taking that NyQuil. I was like, ugh, I was out.
Yeah, your wife was like, get away from me.
Yeah. She was probably mad I called Ask Carol a bitch.
Oh, wow.
When I was on the NyQuil, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad. That's why I think I got it in the wrong comments, too, because I was pretty out of it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
All right, I think we're going to get out of here, Ray.
Yep. Girls are always good, man. High ratings.
Good. Yeah, definitely high ratings. Especially for a show like this, you know?
Yeah, because most of the fans of our show are like...
It's all like dudes.
All dudes. It's like only 10 of them, too.
Yeah.
I had to play.
That's because I got a 25-cent co-host. If I had a $1 million co-host, we'd be all right. All right, let's get out of here, Ray.
Okay.
Happy birthday to my daughter, Destiny Dance.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday.
Yeah. We skipped her birthday to come here, Ray.
Oh, okay.
We got to get out of here. We didn't really skip it.
All right, Fight fans, we are out of here from the Fantasy Studios in Buffalo, New York. We are out. Yeah.
I think I'm getting in trouble with that tight end joke.
Oh, yeah, you are. You are.
Not as much trouble as Whitman with the law, though.
That's funny.